Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on lots of money. It makes a lot to say.
That's Sir Elton bringing this back. One of my favorites of his, and the original American song, first time on the charts for him, way back, a long time ago. That's Levon. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Harris is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, certified financial planner, ordained minister, author extraordinaire, and one of the smartest guys we know. Hey, John, thanks again for being here. You've been noodling around on in the cryptocurrency sector, and I want you to tell us what you've determined about that. We've covered it quite a bit on the show, so we know about cryptocurrencies. We understand what they are. I've made sure we've covered it quite a bit. What's your perspective on it?
My perspective is a fascinating something that you can speculate in. I don't think it rises to the level of an investment yet.
You're not calling it an asset class yet.
No. Only for this reason, there's no way to determine a fundamental value. If you want to buy, you know, the companies in the S&P 500, you can look up online and see that right now they're trading for about 12 and a half times earnings. So you're paying, when you buy the stock, you're paying for 12 years worth of their earnings at current rates, unless you're buying, you know, Amazon, in which case you're paying 72 years worth of earnings at current rates.
Right.
But there's a metric that says, here's what I think is a fair price for this.
In most of those cases, it's also based on the fact that they sell a product, they have customers, they have a sales organization, they have some kind of a platform, some kind of critical mass that gives rise to those earnings, which earnings give rise to profits, which can be distributed in the form of dividends. There's critical mass there. With cryptocurrency, there's no critical mass.
Exactly. It's and that's why I call it speculation, because you buy it in the thought that somebody else will pay more for this tomorrow. You can't particularly say why, but you believe that the trend is there, and so you're buying for that reason.
That's called the greater fool theory, and there's always going to be a greater fool, and that's not an investment strategy, is it?
It really isn't. I tell people, if you're someone, you suffer from fear of missing out. You know, you look back, say, on the stock market and say, you know, I didn't buy Amazon when it was $18 a share and now it's, you know, $1,700. I didn't buy Google at its IPO and I feel bad that I missed out. Some people will put money into cryptos just in case they do what they've done in the past. I mean, there's been a cycle of boom and bust starting.
But you know, John, though, I know people who bought Bitcoin early and got out when it went to 18,000, 19,000, and they got rich off of that one event. And I also know people who bought Bitcoin and who lost their entire investment when those marketplaces collapsed or went bankrupt, or the one where the guy died with everybody's investments locked up in his laptop forever.
Exactly. They'll never get the key, and so they can't.
That's right. So some people got rich. Some people, lost everything that they put in, and that's not an investment strategy, in my opinion. Even though you could have, even as I said, I know some people who got rich, but. But they just, I think, more as much as anything, they just got lucky.
Yeah. It's, you know, what people don't know is that as much as Bitcoin has oscillated, I mean, back in 2011, it went up 900% in 5 days, but it's also dropped more than 50% in 16 days last year. So, you know, the ups and downs are enormous. What people don't realize is there's actually 2,500 different cryptocurrencies out there. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin is first and biggest. Second one is a company called Ethereum, and there are literally 2,500 other ones that may have the same kind of you know, radical swings up and down. So what I tell people who ask me about it, and this has been on my mind ever since I went to a shoe store recently, and the guy who was selling me the shoes was asking me my opinion on Bitcoin. And I realized, okay, this was a bubble. This was a few months ago. And but I look at it this way. If you have money that you would otherwise take to a casino, by all means,
right,
take a couple of them and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But count it as money lost from day one. And if it happens that you catch one of those big upward
that's
spikes
a good way to
and
think
can
about
get
it
out, then that was fun.
Mad money. If you got some mad money, put it over there.
Yeah, but it's definitely not your retirement plan. It's
yeah, that's right. Don't take your hard-earned money over there. But no, that's an excellent point. And I do think, though, what's more important about cryptocurrency than whether you know you should be buying one or the other, and whether you should speculate on it or invest in it, I really think that the more important thing is what does it portend for the future of money, of currency. And if you think about it, in some ways, you could make the case that the e-money you and I have right now, I mean, if you think about it, you know, most of what you and I have in the form of assets, of financial assets, whether it be cash or stocks, most of those are ones and zeros. There's some digital file somewhere, right? Even the cash is,
exactly,
is, you know, we can't count our money. We go to the bank online and look at our account and see how much money is there or not there. Those are ones and zeros. And all that's backed by the full faith in of our country, of our government, which is an opinion, right? And so that's one of the things I want to talk about that when we come back, John. What do you think about the future of cryptocurrency as a currency, not an asset? Is that something that, and is that going to be disruptive? Tintail, right back with John Harrison. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.